Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome to Anatomy of Sex. My name is Seth. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. My beautiful wife, Melanie, a high-performance marriage coach. This is Anatomy of Sex. We're giving you guys some teasers. If you want the full episode, click right here to get the full episode.
Click right here. They're listening,
well,
my dear.
Air click, right? This is the 21st century.
Go to patreon.com/anatomyofus.
That's right. And for our current patrons, thank you so much for listening and contributing to the show. You make it happen, and we really, really appreciate it. So let's dive into a listener question.
All right. Today's episode topic is, our kids killed our sex life.
Uh-oh.
It says, we have a 1.5-year-old and a 3-year-old, and our sex life is all but non-existent at this point. I feel like my husband doesn't care or hear me that I am touched out by the kids. And at the end of the day, I also don't know how to tell him that his requests for sex feel like another thing that I have to do for someone else while I get ignored and used. I hate this so much. Please help.
Okay. I would say, just from talking to you and a lot of other women, you are not alone in this. You're not alone in this, but I'm not a woman. So I want your perspective of it. And I have a unique perspective on it as well that will be helpful.
Unique New York?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you're definitely not alone. This is something that we hear people talk about all the time. It's something that I experienced when we had our kids. Our first two kids were only 15 months apart. Mm-hmm. They were like kind of Irish twins, but not quite, but it was hilarious. It looked like I had two leprechauns, right? Two little redheaded leprechauns running around. But this is, to me, if I was in your shoes and if I had to rewind the clock and go back in time, it has a lot to do with the last thing you said. It says something like, the requests for sex feel like another thing that I have to do for someone else while I get ignored and used. Mm. So I feel like that, the while I get ignored and used and like, quote, I have to do this for someone else, that's the thing that I would want to focus on if I could go back in time and redo it in our life. And I don't think it was actually terrible for us or anything, but there's like a gap, like a missing piece, like a cheese hole in men's brains, maybe a Swiss cheese brain hole, that they don't see or value or respect or care about the immense amount of physical work that goes into raising children and how that impacts the psyche and the body of the wife. And if I could go back in time, it would be like, let's address that. Let's have like, I don't know. I immediately think of like, what would I have loved back then for Seth to have done? Mm-hmm. And again, I think ours was pretty good. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't remember right.
So what would it have been to help you feel more supported, seen, understood, and not just used up?
Right. I think like alone time, but not just go to the grocery store. Cause that's what a lot of moms do. They get this mom guilt where they're like, well, I just want some time to myself. So I'll drive up to Fred Meyer and look at all the stupid groceries I have to buy. And then maybe I'll go meander through the like t-shirt aisle and not even buy anything. Cause I'm too guilty of, I just feel like I can't or whatever. And so have like real alone time, like real restorative, maybe go on a walk with your best friend, maybe go on a hike by yourself, maybe grab coffee by yourself at a Starbucks with headphones on and no one's talking to you, no one's touching you, no one's like asking you to wipe their boogers or give you know, can you give me carrots or pretzels or whatever, throwing the pretzels on the carrots, whatever,
right,
with the boogers. I think there's a lot of opportunity for husbands to emotionally and physically support the well-being of their wives' brains, and then also just protecting their physicalness.
Right.
That makes sense?
Yeah. So two things, in my opinion.
Say it, don't spray it.
Has to happen here. So the guy has to get awareness of no one. I mean, even now, like our kids, we do a lot of stuff with our kids, right? And sometimes the boys particular, just their age, they want to wrestle and come up to me and just punch me or, you know, and get punched.
To be clear, our kids are teenagers.
Like right. Sorry. They're teenagers. They're older and stuff like that. And 95% of the time, totally fine. Punch them back, wrestle them, take them down, whatever, goose them. But sometimes, just sometimes, there are times where I find myself just like, stop it. Don't even mess with me.
Don't touch me.
Kind of thing, you yeah. know? And usually, I don't know, it's probably after the end of the day or something like that. But I would equate that feeling to what moms may feel. You're all touched out and this, this, and mm-hmm. this from kids. And then your husband comes around honking and doing stuff, right? You're just like, bro, don't.
Right.
No, right?
No.
So the guy, I'm going to start out with the guy. The guy needs more awareness of that. Awareness, right?
Hey, guys. To hear the rest of this amazing episode, you're going to have to head over to patreon.com/anatomyofus. Right? See you over there. Bye. Bye.